Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2523. How long will it take me to lose excess belly fat? By Ann Pietrangelo with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How long will it take me to lose excess belly fat? By Ann Pietrangelo with Healthline.com. Having some body fat is healthy, but there's good reason to want to lose extra weight around your waist. About 90% of body fat is just below the skin in most people. This is according to Harvard Medical School. This is known as subcutaneous fat. The other 10% is called visceral fat. It sits underneath the abdominal wall and in spaces surrounding organs. That's the fat associated with various health problems like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. If your goal is to lose belly fat, there's no easy or quick method. Crash diets and supplements won't do the trick, and targeting a single area of the body for fat reduction isn't likely to work. Your best bet is to work on losing overall body fat through diet and exercise. Once you start losing weight, there's a chance that some will come from your belly. How long that takes is different for everybody. Listen on to learn the average time it takes to lose excess belly fat and how you can get started. How long does it take to burn fat? Let's use this example. Let's say you have to burn about 3,500 calories to lose 1 pound of fat. That means to lose 1 pound of fat a week, you have to eliminate 500 calories from your diet every day. At that pace, you could lose about 4 pounds in a month. Increasing physical activity will help you burn more calories. Exercise also builds muscle mass. Muscle is more dense than fat, so even though you're looking and feeling leaner, it might not show on the scale. Everyone is different. There are many variables in how much physical activity it takes to burn a calorie. The larger you are, the more calories you burn doing anything. Those identified at birth as male have more muscle than those that were identified as female of the same size, so that helps males burn more calories. How to create a caloric deficiency. Calories are units of energy from food. The more energy you use, the more calories you burn. Unused calories are stored as fat. You can burn fat stores by taking in fewer calories and using more energy. Here are some ways to cut calories that you can start today. Switch drinks. Drink water instead of regular soda. Try black coffee instead of coffee flavored with added cream and sugar. And cut down on alcohol. Avoid high-calorie foods. Avoid fast food and ultra-processed foods. Eat fruit instead of baked goods and packaged sweets. Choose low-fat dairy foods over high-fat ones. Eat grilled or broiled foods instead of fried foods. Check calorie counts on restaurant menus. You might be surprised at how many calories are in a standard restaurant meal. And use a free calorie counting app. And you can reduce portions. Measure oils used for cooking. Cut down on use of salad dressings. Use a smaller plate or bowl. Eat slower and wait 20 minutes after eating to make sure you're full. At restaurants, take half of your meal home. And don't eat in front of the television where it's easy to keep snacking. Consider food density too. For example, 1 cup of grapes has around 100 calories, but a cup of raisins has around 480 calories. Fresh vegetables and fruits are full of water and fiber, so they'll help you feel full without a lot of calories. To retain lean muscle mass, protein is helpful. In 2016, researchers performed a meta-analysis of 20 randomized controlled trials involving diet and weight loss. They concluded that adults ages 50 and older lost more fat and kept more lean mass on energy-restricted, higher-protein diets rather than diets with normal protein intakes. In addition to a regular exercise routine, try these calorie burners. Park farther away and walk the extra steps. Better yet, bike or walk rather than drive. Use the stairs instead of elevators and escalators if you can. Take a walk after meals. And if you work at a desk, get up at least once every hour for a short walk or stretch. Many pleasurable activities help you burn calories, like hiking, dancing, and even golfing. For instance, in 30 minutes of general gardening, a 125-pound person can burn 135 calories, and a 185-pound person can burn 200 calories. The more you move, the more calories you burn, and the more likely it is you'll lose some belly fat. How to measure success. Weigh yourself once a week at the same time of day to track overall weight loss. If you're eating a good amount of protein and exercising regularly, you're likely building muscle. But remember, the scale doesn't tell the whole story. To see if you're actually losing belly fat, use a tape measure, and always measure in the same place. Stand straight, but without sucking in your belly. Try not to pull the tape hard enough to pinch the skin. Measure around the level of your belly button. Another telltale sign is that your clothes fit better, and you're starting to feel better too. Exercises to burn belly fat. Research published in the Journal of Obesity suggests that high-intensity, intermittent exercise may be more effective at reducing subcutaneous and abdominal body fat when compared with other types of exercise. Exercises that target the abdomen may not affect your visceral fat, but they can help strengthen your muscles, and that's a good thing. The important thing is to keep moving and build exercise into your day. You don't have to stick with one thing either. Mix it up so you don't get bored. For example, try 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise on most days. Make sure it's aerobic exercise at least twice a week. Include strength training to build muscle mass, and include stretches first thing in the morning and again before bed. Takeaway: targeting only belly fat may not be the best plan. To lose weight and keep it off, you have to make changes you can stick with. If it sounds like too much, start with one small change and add others when you're ready. If you backslide, all isn't lost. Remember, it's not a diet, it's a new way of life. And slow and steady is a good plan. You just listened to the post titled, "How Long Will It Take Me to Lose Excess Belly Fat?" by Ann Pietrangelo with Healthline.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. It's important to remember that the body will eventually give up the fat in the areas you want it to. It just doesn't happen right away. In my experience, when people start to lose weight, they don't lose it in the places they really want to. So instead of losing fat around the belly button area or around the hips, they may find that their wrists get smaller. and so their watch doesn't fit as well, or they lose fat around the chest. But losing fat in those areas is still progress. It means your body is burning fat. And if you keep it up, the body will eventually turn to letting go of the fat around the belly and hips. It just needs to get through the wrists and chest, for example, first. And remember, when it comes to weight loss and fat burning, slow and steady wins the race. All right, that'll do it for today. Don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.